Why is it the older we get, we find it just a little bit harder to make friends? I'd like to answer that question with a new friend I've found, Anastasia Hironas, clinical psychologist from the University of Technology in Sydney. Anastasia, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
That's all right. Why is it harder for us to make friends the older we get?
Oh, look, there's a few things that get in the way the older we get. The main thing is that we become more self-aware as we become older. So often we see children, you know, run along to school, make friends very easily with other kids. But as we get older, we get more self-aware about being judged by other people and the way that we're perceived by others. And this can really get in the way of then how vulnerable we allow ourselves to be with others.
So peer pressure still affects us as adults?
It still does, absolutely. And we become more aware of it as adults as well, unfortunately. And it does sometimes lead us to be less willing to open up and share openly with other people.
Is it also difficult because when we're older, we've got a lot of other responsibilities, our families and our jobs, and maybe we have a large circle of friends but not intimate friends, and we can't necessarily get around to everybody?
Yes, yeah, lack of time is a big one because not only making new friendships, but also maintaining existing friendships takes a lot of time and effort. And, you know, the older we get, the more responsibilities we may have that get in the way of that.
Do we also feel perhaps that we've got plenty of friends? Why do we need some more?
Well, it's more about the quality of the friendships rather than the quantity of them.
Right.
And having time for those meaningful connections. So even if we only have a small circle of friends, as long as we're feeling quite connected in a close way with them, then that's ultimately what's most important.
Loneliness is prevalent in our society. Even though we're more and more connected, it's easier to get away from everybody and have that personal touch. Should we make an effort to make more friends?
If we're feeling like we are lonely, which many Australians have reported, particularly over the last few years with COVID, but even before COVID, the researchers were saying we're in a loneliness epidemic. If we're feeling like we could benefit from some extra friendships, then absolutely, it's good for our health, it's good for our mental health, but also our physical health as well.
How can we get better at making friends as adults?
It's give and take with new people that we meet. So if we do find someone we meet, it is partly taking that risk of being a little bit vulnerable with them, perhaps opening ourselves up a bit, asking if we can exchange details, letting them know that we had a good time talking with them and would like to do so again. You know, all of that sounds quite simple, but really sometimes our own self-awareness and anxiety can get in the way of doing that. So being vulnerable and putting in the effort to have quality interactions with people. So if we are around them, you know, putting the phones away, trying not to be too distracted and having some meaningful time with them.
Everybody's a little bit different. My wife is a longtime hairdresser, so every time she meets a new person, they're a friend. They're probably almost a long-term friend, whereas I'm a little bit more circumspect. We're not all the same, are we?
No, absolutely. And some people are naturally more extroverted. They can strike up a conversation with just about anyone. And other people, it's a little bit more difficult to do that.
Well, hopefully I've made a new friend today. Anastasia, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat about it. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.